You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Another one of those legendary veterans returning to the show today. I've always enjoyed our conversations with her and the amazing company she represents, built some of Atlanta's greatest homes, in my opinion. So always good to have her back on the show.
Absolutely. And she's here today to talk about a couple of really cool projects.
Yeah, I've been hearing about these. They sound great. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Kelly Kingsfield. She's the Chief Experience Officer with Monte Hewitt Homes. Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you. I appreciate you always making time to join us. So grateful for that. So gosh, by now, after 8-some years of doing this show, our audience is probably very familiar with Monte Hewitt Homes. But just in case, give us that quick overview, please.
Well, Monte has been building in Atlanta for around 25 years. He typically builds in a higher price point, does do custom homes. We typically operate somewhere $500,000 and above. Last year, our average price point was right around $1 million. So he fills a unique niche in the market that a lot of builders don't fill. We like to call ourselves a design firm first that happens to build homes because we have a very, very strong view and focus on the design of our neighborhoods and our homes.
I have always loved their designs. They are amazing.
I think they do a beautiful job, and you don't go from one neighborhood to the next and see the same home plans. Right. They design plans that fit within the neighborhood where they're building, and they're really, truly beautiful. So I know you're here today. You want to talk about some of the projects that excite you. So let's talk for a minute about Amble Green.
All right. Amble Green is one of our newest locations. It's in Buckhead, in a phenomenal location that I'm able to speak to very, very well because I live walking distance from Amble Green. And I love what the location offers. We are just off the intersection of Lake Moore and Roswell Road. A lot of people know where Post Chastain and Pike Nursery exist. We are just off from that intersection, nestled back off of Lake Moore and Haverhill. Walking distance to the Blue Heron Nature Preserve, which is a 32-acre nature preserve that surprisingly a lot of people don't know.
Right. I'm amazed.
Is there. It's incredible. It is full of, obviously, blue herons, owls. There's a lot of waterfowl, ducks, geese, whatnot, that live at the Blue Heron Nature Preserve. And there are a couple of different ways to access the Blue Heron Nature Preserve. One is just past Amble Green, and there's an annex just walking distance from there. On that side of the Blue Heron Nature Preserve, every time I'm there, there's 5 deer that live back there that we just routinely see in the evenings and the afternoon. It's very walkable community. Everyone walks their dogs over to the nature preserve, so you're constantly seeing your neighbors. But then you also have the ability to walk to about 14 different restaurants. You can walk to Publix. You can jump in the car, and you're only 1.6 miles from Phipps and Lenox. And so just a great location. The location offers the Sarah Smith School District, which is highly sought after. Mm-hmm. We have 30 homes at Amble Green. We offer two different types of architecture. We have 12 homes that are your traditional architecture, and then the remaining homes are contemporary and modern. It's something that everyone should see.
Yeah. So something, a little bit of something for everyone, no matter what your taste is.
Yeah.
And then you have a model home or two there. Tell us about that.
We do. We have a model home that our designer, Michael Morris, completed in March. It's incredible. We have a lot of walnut accents in the home, which is really hot right now. The fireplace is wrapped in walnut. The kitchen has walnut cabinets. I encourage people to come out just to see that. We have an entire wall in the kitchen that is a wine storage room that is all
sold. How many can I have?
In glass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's incredible.
So how many bottles of wine does that hold?
You know, I think it holds around 150
Holy
bottles.
Holy cow.
Of wine.
Okay, I'll take two.
Okay, wow. Yeah.
And it's all glass. It's very modern. That's probably the most Instagrammed
part
of the home. We have a lot of people who walk the model and they Instagram that particular thing. These homes also have roof terraces that have outdoor kitchens, and you really feel like you are in a treehouse when you're in that roof terrace, very private. And it just gives another piece of outdoor living that a lot of people don't get to experience in an urban environment like this.
No kidding.
You think about it, you come home and you fight the hustle and bustle of, in-town traffic, and you get to this beautiful, quiet, nature preserve where you can sit outside and you can listen to the birds over at Blue Heron, and you're just really kind of nestled in this nice little oasis, but in the middle of the city.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We have designs that offer a owner suite on the same floor as the kitchen and great room and dining room, which is really nice. Very similar to my own personal home, which I really enjoy, because once you're on that main living level, you really don't have to leave. If you have teenagers and they're upstairs, you don't have to worry about that as much. We have plans that have anywhere from 4 to 5 bedrooms, flex spaces, offices, really just, something for everyone.
Let's see. Let's review here. So access to good schools, close to food, nature, shopping, 150 bottles of wine. I don't know. And this rooftop terrace. I didn't realize that. I mean, this is sounds amazing. Well, anxious to see how that unfolds. I also want to talk about Plateau West. Tell us about that one.
So Plateau West is in Midtown, closer to the west side, which if you are in Atlanta and you're not under a rock, you know that is a very hot location. Mm-hmm. We are off of Traber Avenue in a charming neighborhood of Loring Heights. We have 18 townhomes that we have constructed there. Those also have rooftop terraces with amazing skyline views on those. These homes are very contemporary, something different that you don't see a lot. Just incredible spaces. We have a wonderful model home there that I encourage people to come out and see. We have plans we have 2-bedroom plans, 3-bedroom plans. We have an option to make it a 4-bedroom. And we're priced there from the mid-7s to right around 800. Just a really incredible location and great design.
It's a hot part of town, no doubt about it.
It is. So
I love that. And I love the rooftop terraces are really kind of a total outdoor party spot.
You've got an
outdoor fireplace. Does that come standard with all of them?
And then, there's an outdoor fireplace too?
Yeah. And then do they also come with the refrigerator and grill? I mean, it's just really nice.
It's everything you could need.
Yeah.
Yeah, our last agent event at Plateau West, we had a DJ playing music on the rooftop terrace because it's such a great atmosphere.
Right.
It just draws you up and then just seeing the skyline view of downtown Atlanta, it's really incredible.
Well, and think about, I guess we're getting ready to have a big celebration tomorrow. You'll be able to sit out on your deck and watch the fireworks downtown without
probably
even having
360 panorama of it all around you. I mean, that would be amazing.
And then you've got all that. You've got all the convenience, the access to the west side, all the great restaurants, easy access to the highway. It's a really stellar location.
All right, I'm changing my order. I want one of each. So I got to tell you, I'm high-rise living right now, Carol, but if we decide not to do that, we would probably look for a 3-story
townhome
like this, and we would insist on that rooftop. That's the new that's the new
it
requirement.
I'd like to have a rooftop terrace on my house. That would be so cool. My house is so tall; I'd be able to see everything.
You would be perched up way up high. You could look. You would still have a skyline view. It'd
might
just
be it might
off
be easier.
Yonder.
It might be easier to put the rooftop terrace on the barn. I don't know. I'll have to negotiate that. So.
All right. Well, boy, these two sound great. Anything else you want to mention while we have you on the air?
Obviously, we've got a lot of exciting locations that are in existence now and locations that are coming up. We're under construction at Halcyon, which is in Forsyth County. Up 400, we will be directly attached to all the retail and the restaurants there. So a super walkable location just right outside your door. We've already written contracts in Halcyon, even though we're probably September, October from completing our first house, but we've written pre-sale contracts there. We have both single family.
That's what I was going to ask.
And townhome in Halcyon. Our townhomes are incredible with 13-foot ceilings on the first floor, which is very striking. Our single family, we offer owners down, which is something that's really important to a lot of our buyers, and it's just going to be a killer location for us. We also are underway at the Wesley, which is off of Roswell Road in Green Hill, which is very close to Roswell and Glen Ridge. So great location. We get a lot of people that come through to look at our homes that work at Northside or Scottish Rite, or you can be on 285 or 400 in, 3 minutes from this location.
Well, we can vouch for that because it's not far from where we are right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, very, very close. We have 6 homes underway at the Wesley starting in the 800s. Mm-hmm. We also offer owners down there, beautiful yards. It's a great location.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. So much of what makes a Right Choice home energy efficient is what you can't see. It's all about the details behind the wall construction. Right Choice homes from Jackson EMC are planned and inspected several times throughout the building process to guarantee they're energy efficient and comfortable. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
So what kind of trends are you seeing out there? What are buyers looking for?
The owners down is huge. We're seeing that. We're seeing the use of a lot of natural materials, mm-hmm. which is, one of the things that drove us to use walnut and that type of thing, amble green. People wanting to bring in the texture and the nature into their materials and their design. Large open spaces continue to be a trend that I think will be with us for a while, which is reflected in a lot of our floor plans where you've got, you can be in the kitchen, but you're all open to the great room and the dining room, and just a lot of long linear space where you can see and enjoy your family no matter what room they're in. So that's been very big for us. We're also paying a lot of attention to some of the smaller spaces, mm-hmm. Laundry rooms, mud rooms, things of that nature. Dog washes are popular. We show that at Amble Green in our model home there. And that's one change that a lot of people price to put into their own home. So, making those spaces as practical and usable as possible is important.
That's awesome.
Well, if I ever retire from radio, I'm going to go work in Kelly and Monty's design shop.
That's
got
to be
one of the funnest gigs in town.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Kelly, we're about out of time. Before we all let right. you go, should anyone need to connect with you and learn more about all this great stuff happening at Monty Hewitt Homes, where do they go?
MontyHewittHomes.com is one of the best resources where you can see all of our locations, prices. You can connect with us via email there. All of our phone numbers are there as well. I encourage people to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We're always putting up photos of this exciting stuff that we're doing. There's a lot of good design ideas there, and you get to see the latest and greatest. So,
all right. Kelly Kingsfield, Chief Experience Officer with Monty Hewitt Homes. Kelly, as always, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.